Welcome to season 11 of Digital Learning Radio. I'm Catherine, and I'm joined by my co-host, Laura.
Hi.
In this season of the podcast, we're continuing the conversation of sharing what has been inspiring us on our ongoing story of learning. This week, we're deviating a bit from our usual flow so that we can share the spotlight and both discuss a mutual inspiration.
That's right. And I really love the episodes that we get to share, so I am extra stoked about today. But I do want to quickly circle back to last week. And Catherine, you shared how graphics enhance learning with us. And I know I have continued to think about the information that you shared and applied to analyzing my own design. What about you? How's that now? What part of your next steps going?
I am questioning every image I put anywhere is pretty much how it's going. But for something tangible, I did share the article with one of our coordinators to pass along in the department's newsletter. Because we are all at the height of our creating time, I just think it's so important for others to consider. So I hope that seeing this article will help others realize, oh, let's rethink those graphics. And I do realize, Laura, that you have been thinking about it because we are working on a mutual presentation and the comments are blowing up my inbox. Is this graphic okay? Can I use this image? Do we need to rethink this?
Correct. So sorry to your inbox. And yes, I am also questioning my reality and leaving you 1 million comments to help me find my way in this new reality, which is good. Learning is helpful, but I'm like, what is happening? And yes, do I need to rethink my reality? So thank you for the info and sorry to your inbox.
No, that's okay. Also, because last week was our 100th episode, I created an image and added stickers and glitter and the letters 100th episode. We're kind of flashing and this just crazy GIF. So when I tweeted it out, I asked, is this a graphic instructive, decorative, or seductive?
Perfect.
So you can go back and find that. But I thought I wanted this to be engaging and I wanted to highlight the 100th episode. So I was really envisioning, okay, there is a place and a time for this type of graphic. So I thought it would be okay to have the glitter sparkles on that.
You only have a 100th episode one time. So I think it's okay as well.
Okay. All right, Laura, I'm so excited for today's conversation. So let's go ahead and jump in. Would you like to share the what that's inspiring us to learn this week?
Absolutely. And I think it's safe to say that our inspiration spans more than just this week. But today we're going to be talking about being inspired by podcasts.
Woohoo! Yay!
Yes. And since last week did mark the 100th episode of this podcast, we wanted to dedicate some time just to talk about all of the inspiration we get from listening and learning from podcasts.
This is a conversation that I am so excited to have with you. So let's jump in and share the so what it is about podcasts that we love and feel inspired by. So Laura, do you want to kick it off for us and tell us about your podcasting journey?
Sure, absolutely. I am going to say my journey to podcasts is pretty classic or basic. Like a lot of people, I was introduced to the podcast Serial back in 2014. Hadn't really listened to podcasts before that. Got very sucked in, listened to it every week, was really excited, looking online for fan theories, chatting with my friends and family. And it was really fun and kind of like a collective thing that several people could talk about. And I hadn't experienced that outside of TV or maybe like book releases. Mm-hmm. And so that was really cool and exciting and got me just full 2 feet jumping into the world of podcasts. Back then I had really long drives and I was traveling a lot, and that became just my go-to thing to find a podcast series. I was listening to several different podcasts to kind of figure out what I liked and what I wanted to listen to. And so just always had one going in the car. But I also found that I became really interested in subjects that I would have never expected it to be from the podcast medium, and just learned several things about, again, the most random things. And so I have continued to love listening to podcasts and learning from them. Even now, when I am catching up with friends and we are swapping recommendations of things to watch or read, what podcasts to listen to always come up, and even sharing very nerdily some things that we have all learned from the various podcasts that we're listening to. So that's really fun. And again, thinking about, wow, 2014, that's a long time. But I guess I have been learning and listening since then. The quick side thing on my journey, the pandemic really halted my everyday commute habit, and I had to really kind of rethink when and how I listened to podcasts when I was suddenly at home all of the time, to build that into my daily routine, because I missed my podcast friends and listening to their voices every day. So longtime fan, continue to be inspired and learn from all sorts of podcasts and about all sorts of subjects.
Oh, I love your idea that podcasts are kind of the water cooler conversation. Mm-hmm. And what an interesting distinction, because you do think that is just TV talk or book talk, but yes, Serial was the one, I think, that became the water cooler talk for many people.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember when I first joined Region 10 and someone introduced me to you. And I think they said, like, I think you're going to like Catherine. I think one of the first questions you asked was, are you a podcast person? What podcast do you listen to? And I was excited and I think instantly overwhelmed as well with all of the podcasts you shared with me. So you tell us, as long as I've known you, you have identified as a podcast person. Tell us about your podcasting journey.
I think I have almost the exact opposite of your story. A friend tried to get me into Serial and I was just not having it. My commute was 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so I did not have the car time and I was not really figuring out a way to be able to listen to them, or I guess I just wasn't interested. I decided that when I had commuting as part of my job, I was going to try again. So when I started working at the service center in 2015, that's when I became an avid podcast listener, because I spent all that time in the car. Mm-hmm. So I, like you, have loved listening to podcasts from people that I wouldn't usually listen to or pay attention, about topics that I have not ever thought about, but I use them for learning and for entertainment and conversations. And now this is my primary medium. I guess reading and podcast are my ties for favorite forms of learning and entertainment. TV is a very, very remote third. And in the mornings now, while I'm preparing breakfast, my phone is in my kitchen window. I'm listening when I do chores, listening while I get ready, listening in the car. Don't ever turn on the TV anymore. It's always listening to audio now. So just in the last 7 years, I've really changed my habits and what's going on in the noise in my house.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. And it has to be said, you know, we joke about having bingo boards of the things that we say all of the time. This is a joke that extends beyond this podcast space, that I think most people who know you can shout bingo, because Catherine, you often, like hilariously often, begin sentences by saying, I heard on a podcast. And it's amazing. And it is a perfect Catherine bingo. So be listening for that, because Catherine will not disappoint by sharing what she heard on a podcast. And it's always good stuff too. Oh,
yes. Thank you. I will fulfill your bingo card with the podcast story.
Thank you. Okay. So speaking of that, what are your go-to listens right now? I think you subscribe to several podcasts, but what's maybe your top podcast right now for learning? learning and maybe one for entertainment or maybe less learning focused.
Okay. So I am a sucker for an author interview. Mm-hmm. And here's another bingo. Curious Minds by Gail Allen.
Hooray.
Hooray. Is probably my number one learning podcast. And her interviews are leadership and brain science and creating culture and work related. They're not education fields, but the thought leaders that are just doing incredible work. But Gail is the perfect interviewer. She is so invested in the author's work. She asks amazing questions. And I am always delighted because by the end of the conversation, the author is like, Gail, this has been an amazing conversation. And I can tell that you really read the work. Mm-hmm. And they just seem so delighted by that. I will have to say this podcast has cost me a lot of money because I want to download and buy every book that she talks about because she is such a thorough interviewer. So that's my big recommendation for learning, Curious Minds by Gail Allen.
I love that. And shout out to this podcast and to you, Catherine, because you got to interview Gail on this podcast a few years back, which is so cool.
Oh, yes. So one of my all-time favorite episodes and memories. Yes. So I guess entertaining, but also learning podcast is Happier with Gretchen Rubin. I started listening to podcasts right as she was beginning. So I have listened really from day one and have heard every episode. And she has discussions all about habits and human nature and happiness. And she and her sister have amazing conversations. They have a great rapport. And I always learn something on that. So it is entertaining, but it is really good for myself and reflective. And that is the other podcast that I recommend. Now, I subscribe to at least 50, so I could go on, but I'll stop at
50. I'm going to pull the timer out for this episode.
Yes. So I'll stop there. What about you, Laura? What about one for learning or a couple for learning and one for entertainment?
Sure. So I do not subscribe to 50 podcasts, and I actually get a little bit stressed out when people like you or other people in my life recommend podcasts to me because I want to listen to them, but I'm like, no, I already have too many that I have to listen to. And so I feel like I need to get through them. And so for learning, the one kind of go-to that I am a regular listener, not a casual pop-in, would be Brené Brown's podcast. She has two. One is Dare to Lead and one is Unlocking Us. And Unlocking Us launched in March 2020. You know, famously had this kickoff episode where she's like, cool, there is a pandemic. I am recording in my son's closet. Like, here we go. I so enjoy just Brené as an author and a speaker, and her podcast, similar to Gail's, often has authors. I have also spent a lot of money on books that I'm like, well, now I have to read this book based on the authors that she interviews. The Dare to Lead podcast is hitting hard right now, talking about the future of work and making sure that our mental health is taken care of and that we're just shaping the right cultures. And so I have really, really enjoyed the last many, many episodes on both of Brené's podcasts. And so that's my go-to learning right now.
I can second that with Brené. The thing that I have a hard time with is because they're on Spotify and I listen using a different app, I don't regularly see the new episodes. So I'm always glad when you remind me like, oh, this is a great episode. And I have to go back and listen in a different app.
That is how much I like it. That I will switch apps to hear it because Spotify is not my go-to podcast app, but I will listen to it to get Brené's content. It's really good.
Okay. What about something for fun or entertainment or less heavy?
Less heavy. Well, sometimes this one is heavy, but really the consistent podcast that I have listened to pretty much every day, also since its inception, is a daily podcast called Today Explained. And it's usually about 20 minutes. It's a perfect commute listen for me. It's from Vox Media Network, and they just explain the day and things that are going on. And so sometimes, depending on what's happening in the world, it's pretty heavy. Sometimes it's political. Sometimes it is pop culture. It explains a phenomenon that's happening. I have learned the most random things from this podcast. And so this is one of the ones that I love to, you know, meet up with people after work. I'm like, okay, here's something that I learned on the way over here. And so it is a great and consistently good listen.
Well, I won't freak you out, but I'm like, oh, let me subscribe. So number 51.
You got it.
Okay, so side note, do you listen to these as they come out each day? Mm-hmm. Are you regular about that?
Yeah. Brené is kind of hit or miss because Spotify is not my go-to place to go grab podcasts, but I typically listen to that on the way in to office or wherever I'm working that day because it kind of sets the tone, gets me thinking. It's very learning focused, and then usually catch up on what has happened in the day. Today Explained usually releases around maybe like 4 p.m. And so it's good timing to kind of catch up with what's happening in the world. Again, sometimes heavy, sometimes lighthearted. And so, yeah, that one's pretty much a daily listen. And again, during pandemic times, there was a huge halt, you know, everything paused and your podcast listening habits are very trivial. But still was a big deal where I'm like, man, I gotta make sure I carve out time because I miss this. And also this is a time that I need to know what's happening every day. And so kind of like you lean into that, pop in those earbuds and listen while I'm making dinner or getting ready or walking around my apartment in quarantine type of thing. And so, that was a shift, but I found that I really missed it when I didn't have it built into my everyday.
Same. Okay. So one other thing that I'm going to bring back is you said you're learning on the way to your work or to wherever you're presenting. And that is so relatable. And I have been known to listen to a podcast and then add something to my slides that I learned. I remember still Priya Parker's episode, switch the order of my slides and thinking about using information immediately from what I heard into my daily work or presentation.
Yeah, I love that. And there's something about just kind of the headspace and maybe creative wandering that your mind can kind of do if you are doing a chore or going on a walk, or more often me driving to that workplace to where, I don't know, I find that I am open to things and have done the same where I'm like, wow, I learned this. Now I'm going to implement it. So I will say sometimes that backfires. Yours is a perfect implementation of a suggestion from Priya Parker. But I remember this one time that I think it was a summer presentation and I was listening to some random podcast that was talking about maybe like the history of bees and like we need to save the bees and just too much information about bees. And I was really interested and excited. And, you know, summer PD kicks off early. People are out of the habit maybe of waking up. And I was overly excited to share with my participants who were trapped as a captive audience, like, guys, did you know this about bees? Like, I need to tell you. And no one was connecting with me. And their face was like, ma'am, no, stop drinking coffee. But sometimes it's a good application. And other times I need to remember not everyone cares about the random things that I listen to on the way there. But I just want to share.
Okay, well, let's keep talking about then using podcasts in professional learning. So maybe not talking about bees, but other ways that we have been able to use audio or connect what we have heard in podcast in our professional learning experiences. So I will kick this off and here we can give another shout out to Gail. When we think about elements of powerful learning design, time, place, medium, and socialness, and really rethinking learners' preferences with medium. And pre-working at the service center, I was really just a book person, and I would typically share blogs and books and articles. And then when I started thinking, well, wait, other people might want to see a video or listen to a podcast, I would always curate resources and have a slide that was for further learning. So my first dip into sharing podcasts was adding a podcast intentionally to that slide. So if you're a podcast person, listen. If you are a text person, here's an article that has similar content. So I guess that was my very first foray into sharing podcasts professionally that were related to the content of my session.
I love that. And here is where I am kind of opposite view here. I'm going to skip to the end. When it was pandemic times and we were rethinking how we were doing everything, a lot of us built out a lot of asynchronous content as professional learning leaders. And so I think that it made sense for me to give choice in that input. So letting people choose, okay, would you like to read about this? Would you like to listen to this? So when we were coming back, it just stuck. And I realized, so obviously this is not just for asynchronous learning. People should have that choice in input. And some days I want to read something and some days I want to listen to something. And so that has just kind of come with me as an embedded practice in giving that choice in how people can have that input of information. So pretty similar there. My origin, though, is different because I think when I started getting into podcasts and just getting really excited about learning from a different medium, I was still attached to a campus and working with students. And so my thought was, man, if I can get this excited about something random like bees, just from this different medium, how can I get students excited as well? And so, I mean, thinking now, our ELAR strands of reading, writing, speaking, listening, and thinking is embedded into all of our lessons. And so I think I was thinking more student use. How can I give students a choice in input, or how can I get students excited from learning from a different medium? Again, it's not for everybody. Not everybody is a podcast person, but there's just something there that I wanted to share with them that I have now sort of like retrofit into working with teachers and educators and adult learners.
When you said the listening part, that reminded me of students who are language learners.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can typically slow down the audio or slow down the video and rewind and re-listen. So that's another way that you could scaffold that learning for input.
Well, and I remember as a teacher thinking it was the coolest thing to have a PD that was, you know, the like podcasts and pedometers or podcast as PD, where you could just listen to a podcast, write a reflection and get credit. And I know when I joined Region 10, you had several of those sessions and that was just kind of a practice that Region 10 followed. And I was so excited about that back in the day, alternate form of PD and learning and just being maybe just inspired by that of recognizing, oh yeah, PD can look different. And I learned so much from podcasts and I can get credit, like, let's go. So I remember being so excited about that.
Okay. So related to both of those, I know we have some favorite tools that can help facilitate that learning and that input. So Laura, what's one of your favorite tools to help with that learning?
So I love, love, love ListenWise, and it has been around for a number of years now. It is this great site that is built for podcasts for the classroom. They've partnered with NPR. The podcasts are short in nature. I think the longest one is maybe 7 minutes. They're all under 10 minutes. Most of them are 3 or 4 minutes. They're interesting. Some of them are specifically designed for our younger learners. They're typically paired with a current event, and it's just a cool way to embed a podcast in classroom practice, giving students a choice in how they're learning without necessarily saying like, okay, class, we're all going to listen to, you know, a 40 minute episode of Serial together and then discuss, which was a trend back in 2014, 2015. But ListenWise is my go-to, particularly getting bite-sized podcasts into the hands of students.
Well, that is fantastic. With that short amount of time, I think, and thinking about the students' listening abilities, then just those bite-sized pieces of current events, topical, interesting events, you can find something that will capture people's attention on that
site. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What about you? Do you have a go-to tool or way to share and get podcasts into the hands of the people?
I am a love fan of Listen Notes. And this tool advertises itself as the Google search for podcast. So you can type in a topic, a host, a title of a podcast, and you get episodes, and the search results are all podcasts. But the feature that I know we've both used most often is that you can clip podcasts with a stop and start time. And it is pretty easy to just share the link of what you want your people to listen to. And then you can embed that little bit of audio into professional learning or in classroom. So if you want to learn about polar bears, search for polar bears, find an interesting podcast, clip that 2 minutes, and then have that for audio. Same is true for professional learning.
This has been a game changer, and I learned about Listen Notes from you, and that clip to share a tiny piece is so awesome. And I often get people who have gone through a session that I have done to say, hey, how did you do that? So that's a pretty common question because it's magical and yes, gets the listeners just that small chunk that you want them to listen to. Very cool, free tool.
Okay, so we've talked about using podcasts for our own learning and professional learning and classrooms and a couple of our favorite tools. So I guess the last thing that I have to share is that there is a podcast for every type of listener, every format, every genre, and you may need to experiment a little bit, like how long of a podcast you would like to listen to. Laura, you mentioned 20 minutes for your commute time. Do you like solo talks? Do you like interviews? Do you like panels? Do you want celebrities? Do you want highly produced, or do you mind Catherine's kindergarten class podcast? But with just a little searching and a little listening and experimenting, if you are interested in audio, I guarantee there's something that you can find in a format that you like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if ever you need a recommendation, Catherine has heard something on a podcast and she will give it to you. I think for me, one final thing that I want to share, and mostly it's me talking out loud so I can hear myself and remember to do it. You know, we have talked so much on this podcast about the importance of movement and kind of refreshing, not staying in one static place, getting out and about, getting your brain that reset, and me talking about that podcast and pedometer type of learning. As I am searching for these meaningful breaks and movement breaks, I am reminded that I do have the ability to pop in some headphones and do a lap around the building and get some learning in at the same time. And so just kind of remembering maybe some of the things that I did learn in pandemic times to bring back to my work and flow so that I don't have to listen only in my car driving around. So good reminder to walk around, get that movement break while also learning something.
Oh, I love that, Laura. And then again, if we do happen to have those longer sessions, that is something we can take to our sessions as well. And give an opportunity. Here's a great podcast. We're going to do a 10-minute break. Do a little walking and listening.
Good tip.
Okay. I am in the middle of reading a book called Listen Like You Mean It. So I want to share one quote from the author Ximena Vengoechea. And she says, every conversation is an opportunity to understand and connect with others much more deeply if we know how to listen. And I love listening to you and what you share. I love listening and learning from others. And I think that podcasting is such a fun medium because you do feel like when people are in your ears, you do have that true connection and understanding mm-hmm. of others and the ability to learn from so many others and so many backgrounds. So I love this quote and thought that was a nice way to wrap up today's episode.
Fantastic. What a great quote, and agree with everything you just said. I love it.
We'd also like to extend the invitation to you, dear listener, to share your ongoing story of learning as well. Take a moment to pause and think wherever you're listening from and consider, what ideas have you heard today that have sparked your interest and further inspired you about learning from podcasts?
And don't forget to join us for an experiment. We are dedicated to transforming our thinking about professional learning and know that seat time in a traditional session is not the only way to learn. We continue to be inspired by other podcasts and from our own conversations that shape and change our behaviors. We want to honor this and alternative forms of PD. So, after listening to our episode, you are invited to complete a reflection form linked in the show notes to share what you learned and how you plan to integrate the information. You'll then receive a certificate of credit for your thoughtful responses. You can also find us on Twitter at @DigLearnRadio to continue the conversation and share your own learning that's inspiring you this week.
This season, we're dedicated to sharing our learning and things that are inspiring us. We hope that when we share, the conversation and ideas will cultivate curiosity and inspire you to explore one of the resources, reflect on a question we've asked, or continue the conversation with us online. Reflect to consider the what, now what, and so what of your thinking. Share your learning inspirations and ideas from this episode and beyond. We are, as ever, inspired to learn from Gail Allen and her work in the new pillars of modern teaching. She reminds us that when we share, we add a sentence to the story we communicate about ourselves to the world. Let's continue learning, sharing, and transforming. Let's get inspired.